your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Your dial is set correctly, and we're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours a day this week from Virginia, Northern Virginia. Feels like a foreign country to me. I'm not kidding. Class, I have to have my firearm concealed because I believe that if I were to walk around as I do in Missouri with open carry, I believe I would get shot right here in Virginia. I believe there would be police cars everywhere. This place is really foreign from the place I remember of 8 years ago. Cameras everywhere. Cameras everywhere. Police cars everywhere. It is really, really a foreign land. It's occupied. This is an occupied land. Virginia. The Commonwealth of Virginia. So link to all your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast. The worldwide broadcast. In Minnesota. Mike Parsons is with us. I've asked Mike Parsons from Tennessee to be with us today, and we're going to talk about some very interesting things. And I'd like to tell you who Mike Parsons is. Mike Parsons is the man that you know as Mike from Tennessee. He's called in many times during the broadcast, and he's been to two of our Get Prepared Expos. And he's demonstrated his passion for being a lifelong student. I'm a lifelong student, and so is the rest of USAPrepares.com's faculty. All of us are lifelong students. And Mike has risen to become an instructor. He's demonstrated that his life has shown what it takes to be one of us. He sticks his neck out. He exposes the truth. He puts himself in harm's way to teach others about the truth. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, Mike. And let me just share that you've had some former experiences in, as an aircraft operations manager with FedEx, Federal Express. You taught college as an adjunct faculty member. You've been a licensed general contractor, a licensed building inspector, special missions pilot with the United States Air Force, small business owner, and, Mike, a former talk show host. And you called your program The Voice of Truth with Mike Parsons. So I'm delighted to have you as part of the faculty. I'm delighted to be associated with you, and I'm proud to call you my friend.
Well, Vincent, I appreciate that. I am honored to consider you one of my friends as well, and I know that a lot of times people have acquaintances that they meet, and many times you'll find people that have very similar interests as you. And only when you get to meet a person a little more deeply do you find out, are they really the type of person that you could count on, as Joyce Riley refers to as your foxhole buddy? Mm-hmm. Are they on the same page? And sometimes you'll find they are. Sometimes you'll find they're not, and it's best to know this well in advance of a crisis or a need, because sometimes when the rubber hits the road, you're all there by yourself, and you might find that if you're not prepared, you could invariably be the person standing before the giant with just a sling and a stone. And certainly, if we all stand together, if we're all on the same page, there's more of us than there are of them, and it's our obligation, our responsibility, our duty to take control of the problems that face us. And I know that every state has their own constitution. I alluded to the other day that the state's constitutions have been changed multiple times. But yet, what still remains in the state of Tennessee's constitution, Article 1, Section 1, clearly articulates that the power is with the people. The government was created for their benefit. And if the government ever becomes detrimental to that end, it is their right and their duty, meaning you've got an obligation to change, alter, or abolish the government by any means you see fit. Now, certainly, we want to take responsibility at this point in our lives because we're here. We can't turn it over to our parents or grandparents. Those people that are over the age of 18 and under the age of 65 that have the ability to speak out and get up and go about the process of educating their fellow man. If you care about your family, if you care about your community, if you love freedom and liberty, well, I think we all have a task that we can engage our community and our family, wake them up, and then expose the corruption that's going on throughout the governments in this country. Now, that's not to say that everybody in government is corrupted. No, there's a lot of people that it's just a job. However, in all things, there's an accountability clause in life. And to the degree that you stand up and speak out against those things that you see that are corrupt, that might be your accountability in this lifetime. Don't wait for the flashes before your eyes where your life is flashing before your eyes, the good and the bad, and then the weighing becomes apparent. Take stock right now in what gifts you have and assert those gifts. You're giving them for a reason, folks. And I'll hop off my soapbox and stop preaching at the moment, but I just wanted to open with the fact that we are the body, and unless we start flexing our muscles and taking responsibility, there's not much hope. And I guess, what was it, something that was said back, in a movie back in the 70s, Josie Wales, and when they were fixing to be invaded, he told the older people that were there with him in the cabin, now remember, when things look bad and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. And that's just the way it is.
Mike Parsons, I want to share with you something that you brought to my mind. You were talking about he might be standing all alone because you may not know who's really with you and who your true foxhole buddies are, who your true friends and community really are. Well, years ago in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there was the town fathers wanted to put a prison in our little tiny town of 500 people. And it was only going to be a little prison, a private prison, with about 350 inmates. And I thought about this for like a nanosecond, and I said, 350 inmates? Are you kidding me? When we go to work, we hardworking individuals, farmers, when we go to work, there'll be more prisoners in our little town than residents because the rest of us will be at work. And what are we thinking? So I rang the alarm and I raised the consciousness and I became the point man to expose what our town fathers were doing. And the rally was behind me and, you know, I said, we're with you, Vinny, we're with you, we're with you, we're behind you, we're 100% behind you. And as the fight got tougher and tougher and tougher, and we were fighting one of the largest private prison companies in the country, okay? When I looked around, there were so many of them behind me, but they were so far behind me I couldn't even see them. And I was all alone. And so you're absolutely right, Mike. You do need to know who your friends are. Now, we beat those guys because I would not give up. And I had a little discussion with a government agency right here in Spotsylvania County yesterday. And I explained to them that I'm here. And I'm not giving up, and I'm not leaving until this situation is resolved that I'm doing some investigation on. And I'm not going to talk about it today, but I will talk about it, in the coming weeks. And I'll tell you exactly what happened, and I'll tell you what. We are living in a police state. There's no question about it. Mike Parsons, it's great to have you with us today on our list of tasks to accomplish. We've got 2 hours today, and we're going to talk about the IRS. And let's just give a thumbnail about what we're going to talk about. The IRS, who are they? Are they a government organization, or are they private? We're going to talk about the United States Postal Service. Who are they? Are they government, or are they private? 9/11, diesel fuel. Does it really get hot enough to vaporize concrete, glass, steel, and gold? And we're going to talk about what it's like running for office in Tennessee. Mike Parsons ran for office, and you won't believe what happened. And then we might talk about the Food Safety Modernization Act, how it's putting farmers out of business. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about magic. Dr. Richard Allen Miller talks about magic. And maybe a little bit about Benghazi. We'll talk about what happens when you rat on your neighbors. You tell the police. You do what big sis Janet Napolitano wants you to do. If you see something, say something. Well, that was really frowned upon when I was in elementary school. Telling tales, tattletelling. And then we'll talk about the Nemenha signs. What do you think, Mike? Is that okay with you?
Sounds like a full plate. I'm ready.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we start with let's start with the IRS. Who are those guys? Who are these people that strike fear, absolute fear, at just the mention of IRS? Not me. It doesn't bother me at all. I've been audited exactly 10 times in my life, and I said, guys, you want to do it again? Go ahead. But you're going to be on camera. Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about the IRS and who they are when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements. Please don't touch that dial.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us, and we're going to talk about the IRS. Who are they? I've been audited many, many times, and it's no big deal, really. If you have receipts and you... if you do decide that you're going to pay taxes, and if you have receipts for what you do, and you also follow their rules, being audited is no big deal. It's just a waste of your time. But it really is an educational experience. If you have children, make sure you bring all of them. All of them, no matter how old they are. We've been audited, and I believe we had maybe a three-year-old and a four-year-old, and you know, one audit, and of course they get hungry, and they get cranky, and they want to play, and just put them on the table there, you know, the audit table, and let them sit on the table and put their games and whatever they have on the table, and make sure you spend some time paying attention to them, which, by the way, the auditors have a real tough time with that, because if you're not devoting 100% of your attention to the auditors, they feel slighted. So, but, you know, children are very important. So when we go, we make sure we bring the entire family. Mike Parsons, who are these guys, the IRS?
Well, other than being masters of the illusion and the art of magic, as it were, they are fraud. The Internal Revenue Service is a private corporation incorporated in Delaware in 1933, and they operate under international treaty. You can see Public Law 94-564 and their Recognition Plan number 26. The IRS, the corporation, is acting as agent under contract to the bank, and the bank is defined as the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And they also work for the fund. The definition of the fund is the International Monetary Fund, a.k.a. the Treasury. The IRS is acting as an agent and a foreign principal of a foreign principal, the Federal Reserve. Under the terms of the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1938, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It is a foreign principle. It is admittedly a private corporation, privately held by 12 families, one American and 11 foreign. Now, those who rule the world under the umbrella, as some people have referred to them as the Illuminati, collectively the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, good morning, Mike Huckabee, and the Trilateral Commission, those are the ones that make up the controlling interest. The IRS agents, well, they're directed and controlled by the corporate governors of the bank and the fund, a.k.a. the Secretary of the Treasury, the IRS Puerto Rico. Now, you can see this under Public Law 94-564. It's all in plain view if you know where to look. United States Government Manual 190/1991 and the Treasury Delegation Order 150-10. IRS personnel are trained under the direction of the Division of Human Resources of the United Nations and the Commissioner internationally by the Office of Personnel Management, which is under the direction of the Secretary General of the United Nations. This is found in the Treasury Delegation Order number 92 and Executive Order 10422. The IRS is also an agency of the International Criminal Police Organization and solicits and collects information for 150 foreign powers. This is found under Section 22, United States Code 263A. The IRS is directly engaged in the solicitation and gathering legally protected information of a private and personal nature of every one contained in their files of record and does distribute that information to the other members' agencies throughout the world without the knowledge or the consent of the parties involved, cited under Section 22, United States Code 611C2. Or actually II, Roman numerals. The Internal Revenue Service internationally lacks proper authority to act such as a foreign agent registry statement. And this is found under United States Code, Section 22, 612, and 18 United States Code 219-951. I know this gets dry, folks, but if you go and verify these things, you're going to find out for yourself, and I'm giving you these codes so that you can verify for yourself, it's fraud. The whole
class, make sure you share this podcast with friends and family. Mike Parsons, Vince Pinelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the
TV,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Classy was born in 1928, and he was a tax protester. He graduated from the University of Connecticut with a B.S. in accounting and economics. In 1976, he published a book called The Biggest Con, How the Government is Fleecing You. He was a candidate for President of the United States of America, Libertarian Party, in 1996. He's currently serving a 13-plus-year sentence in the federal pen in Fort Worth, Texas. His projected release date is July 26, 2017. It was 2016, but it was extended. Who am I talking about? I used to listen to him on the radio. I was fascinated by what he had to say. Irwin Allen Schiff. Irwin Schiff. Who is he? Well, you might know his son, Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff, you see him on the news out of New York City all the time. He runs a brokerage firm. And he was a U.S. Senate candidate, Peter Schiff. His father's in the clink, and he won't be out at least until 2017. Why? Because he started publishing information about the IRS and how you don't have to pay taxes, how it's illegal. It's a con. And he's paying a huge price for exposing them. Mike, what do you think?
Well, that's a consequence of an ill-informed citizenry who is not yet awakened and is still sitting on the couch with the remote control drinking a beer. For the most part, they are asleep. And until it's them, until they come to this rude awakening, you know, this is going to happen. There are going to be people that you know, people that I know, that are going to work within the system to follow the rules, and they're going to be crucified. I've got one friend, Vernie Kuglin, retired FedEx DC-10 captain, who did not pay taxes for many years, and she basically was taken to trial, and she asked the question repeatedly during the trial, prior to the trial, and the IRS and the representatives would never answer. She said, it clearly shows me where to pay, when to pay, and how much to pay based on certain figures, but it never defines who's required to pay. Please show me where it says who's required to pay. And she presented to the jury, if they could ever show me that I'm required to pay, I would certainly pay. I pay all kinds of federal income, or taxes, not income, but she talked about all these various taxes that she paid. And at the end of the day, because the government, a.k.a. the private corporation IRS and their representatives posing as the government, could not answer the question, and the jury set her free. Immediately, the judge in that case was asked by the prosecutor, we want you to immediately seize her assets and put her back in jail until we find something else to go after her for, and we need you to do these things. And the judge responded, no, I'm not here to be your enforcer. You'll have to do that on your own if you can, which I doubt. And she was free to go. Then another friend of mine, a former retired, well, he's now retired, Federal Express DC-10 captain, who's in a prison, in federal prison in Alabama, Bill Boyer, he asked the question, who's a taxpayer? It's not presented anywhere anymore. But all of these things have definitions, folks. You have to ask yourself, who's required to pay taxes? Taxpayers. Correct. And what is the definition of a taxpayer? That's what they won't tell you. The answer is no longer promulgated in the statutes. And all the tax code we all know is found in Title 26. But if you go to the very beginning of the United States Code, at the very front where it tells you which codes are positive law, which ones were passed, you'll see all these various codes. Title 26 was never passed into positive law. It's not legal. It's never been passed. Okay, to answer the question you're all wondering, who is a taxpayer? Well, all government employees are taxpayers, foreign nationals and corporations. Those are the only ones that can be found. Are you a plumber? Are you an electrician? Are you a farmer? Are you, if you're not a corporation, if you're not a foreign national, if you're not a government employee, you're not a taxpayer. There's no obligation. Now, they say it's a voluntary system, and that's the trick. That's the magic. They put it right in front of your face. Yes, you can volunteer to give away that which is yours that you're not required to give away. But you don't have to. But when you don't comply with this voluntary extortion, then they come after you. How many of you homeschoolers, I want to ask you, how many presidents have been assassinated because they tried to shut down the central banks? The number is 5. Actually, 4. Andrew Jackson survived. He was shot multiple times when he shut down the Second American Bank in his day. Abraham Lincoln, well, some people say he was killed by Booth because he was a Southern sympathizer. Actually, Booth was an agent of Lord Rothschild, the Bank of England. Do the research, you'll find the same information. Then James Garfield was assassinated. William McKinley was assassinated. And then John F. Kennedy, months after he signed Presidential Directive 11,110, he was assassinated. Those are facts, folks. You can't get away from them. Oh, and of course, in modern history, they don't really talk much about it, but when Ronald Reagan did the Grace Commission to determine where does all this money collected on the 15th go, the Grace Commission determined it goes to pay the interest on the debt to the Federal Reserve, private banking corporation. And, of course, John Hinckley, the guy who was supposed to be the assassin, interesting thing, his family was having dinner with, who was that, George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, the night before the assassination on Reagan. And there's also reports that George Herbert Walker Bush, former CIA head, was on the scene when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I think it was E. Howard Hunt a few years back on his deathbed who acknowledged that, yes, this was a CIA hit and that Bush was there at the scene. And, of course, we see all the same players recycled over and over and over, the Clintons, the Bushes, all these same people. You have to ask, are these the only people capable and qualified to be president? Back in the day when the president was established, they were meant to be basically a high-ranking general, not a dictator directing traffic over the people. That was reserved to the people themselves and the states, 10th Amendment, folks. There's a lot of things that have been changed. The narrative has been changed. And until you stop and read, you'll never know. You'll just go along with the crowd as sheep will do. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Look around you. How many cities do you see that are falling apart because there are no jobs, and the corporations that have come in, the banks that have come in and given loans? You mentioned the other day about farmers taking these loans to put in the crops and put in these pivot wells and all these things, and every one of those loans has a callback. In the event that they don't pay off, they can come seize the land and take it as collateral. Plus, it gives the government the ability to come on your property at any time for any reason. When I bought my farm, my wife and I, it had a program. It took me years to get out from underneath that program. We no longer have any programs. Therefore, the government has no right to come on this property. And because my property has been consecrated and notice posted, they can't come on the property, period, because this land has been dedicated and set apart for religious use. And to that degree, they've been given legal notice, published, posted, and now spoken for all to know. Keep out. This is my land. Go find your own. Regarding the taxes again, the system is a fraud. And you've got statutes that clearly show that it's a fraud because they've never been codified into law as far as being approved. You can go to the United States Code and look in the very front of the index where it shows all the various sections, and you'll see which ones of those are positive law and which ones are not. And the interesting thing I found is that an IRS agent, they have no legal authority to demand anything from you. And if there are no third-party informational documents sent to them with your name on it, they unlawfully and unconstitutionally misapply the revenue laws in an effort to compel you to supply them with confidential information. In fact, their own IRC 6103 section H and J says that they could use this information against you in a criminal proceeding. This is a gross violation of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment, which is legally protected by the United States Constitution. And folks, it's just plain old extortion. This is the name of the game. It's been going on forever, and that's what's happening in your neck of the woods right now. You have a lawful right to correct information and documents such as the W-2s and the 1099s and demand that they recognize you as one who does not enjoy the privilege of federally connected employment. I know people right now that are learning this information, and they are stepping out of the system. They are turning in their Social Security numbers. They are turning back their birth certificates, which makes you a ward of the state. They're turning in their marriage licenses issued by the state, which generates a contract where the proceeds of the marriage, i.e. the children, become the property of the state. Now, all this might seem new to a lot of you. It was new to me at one time, and I've, over the last 30 years, been slowly learning these things. I'm somewhat of a slower, more methodical thinker and try to piece things together because I've got, like most people, so much going on. But the fact is, folks, you come to the point where that stench that you smell at the end of the day, well, that's this government that's basically come in and hijacked our country and is stealing everything you have. And it's just a small group of people. And once we stand up and say no collectively, as is articulated the other day by Mr. Evans on this very show, we can take back our country. It's that simple.
Class, you're seeing what's happening with USAPrepares.com. We're evolving deeper and deeper.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, in 1988, August 1st, Rush Limbaugh started broadcasting. So August 1st was his 25th anniversary, and he said that he didn't take advice. He did not take advice that he was given by a lot of people. He was told that he would not make it in radio behind the microphone. He'd been fired. I'd like to share with you that I've been given lots of advice, and I'm not a broadcaster. I'm a farmer, and just behind the microphone, sharing with you and helping others share with you what they know to be true here at USAPreparers.com. And I've been given lots of advice, and I didn't take it. And, you know, what kind of advice? Advice like, hey, just talk about preparedness. Get off the politics. Stop saying fire Greg Burris because he's putting fluoride in the water in Springfield, Missouri. Stop talking about those people who are trying to steal our property and our guns. Stop talking about, just talk about, hey, how to keep matches for 20 years in a glass jar. You know, that's what people need to know, how to prepare. And let's talk about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. Frankly, I'm not interested in talking about hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. USAPreparedness.com is evolving, and we're going deeper and deeper and deeper, and we're raising the bar. We're raising the radio bar. And let's all expand our minds, our awareness, and raise our IQs together. And the way we do it is with having instruction, like you're getting right now from Mike Parsons. I am willing to suggest that a lot of us have not heard some of the things that Mike Parsons is talking about. For example, the one I'd like to zero in a little bit on right now is, Mike, you talked about turning in your marriage contracts. And I've said to our children, don't even think about getting the state involved in your marriage. If you want to get married, just declare yourself married with a few witnesses, and that's all there is to it. Don't get the license. Don't get them involved. Stay out of it with, you know, make sure you stay out of government intervention. Mike, let's talk about turning in our marriage contracts, because Mrs. Finelli and I do have one.
Well, I apologize if you hear that howling in the background. That is my off-grid doorbell, and it is functioning quite well at the moment.
I love it. And, tell us about it for a second.
And for that person that wants to hear something that they can take that's a prepping essential, again, I raise wolves and wolf hybrids, and you know, they're companions and they're sentries, and they serve a lot of purposes. Mm-hmm. And because I need to provide for all of my animals in various ways, I know I can't do everything for everybody. So I have some that I have in one area. It's you know, it's a fenced-in area, and it's actually a functioning Faraday cage. And I know when you stop laughing, this will make sense to you, but just the other day we had a near miss from a solar episode that could have eventually caused major problems.
Huge.
Now, to the degree
Huge.
That solar winds or other ionic conditions from the sun will cause problems to life, I don't know. But I do have somewhat of a background, and I thought, well, you know what? All I've got to do is take my cattle panels and put them over the top of this 10-foot by 20-foot kennel area for this one small group that I've got. And when you walk inside of it with your cordless phone or your cell phone, you lose all signal. Nothing gets in, nothing gets out electrically. So it is a functioning Faraday cage. And above that, I have a covering, a awning with a tarp. And above that, or beneath that, I've got radiant barrier, which does reflect radiant heat. And it's the same material used in the spacesuit. So it protects them to the degree that it can against certain things such as radiation coming from the sky. And I'll leave it at that. You can, you know, define how best you might choose to interpret that information, but you want to provide protection, not for all, for some, because there might be a need for you to restore that portion of your family.
Mike Parsons, Read Between the Lines class. We're going to be back for the next hour with Mike Parsons. You know, we're never going to get through the list I have today. All of this is great, but let's talk about marriage when we come back and avoiding that contract. Mike Parsons, Vince Pinella, USAToParis.com. John, that's that time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.